Hello, Eurovision fans. My name is Ewing. Joining me today is the lovely Kittens. And today we're going to be discussing the amazing, the brilliant, the fourth edition of Benidorm Fest, Spain's 2025 Eurovision selection. So, Kittens, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's a very busy time, I think it's fair to say.
It's definitely national final season.
It really is.
And realistically, we're only like two weeks into the main body of it, because once we've had Lithuania starting. So yeah, it's definitely
It's definitely feeling like national final season.
and speaking of a big national final, well, big 16 songs. Benidorm Fest. So fourth edition, keeping the format the same, but there are some slight changes this year. They've got rid of the demoscopic jury. Before we go into songs of that, how do you feel about
I never really got the point of the demoscopic jury, if I'm 100% honest. Like, it was fine. I just never really got the point of it. I like the idea that they're gonna have free app voting because the amount of people voting last year was very,
there was more
like,
people voting in a Eurovisia semi-final than in the Spanish final. And there's 2.3 million people in Lithuania and just shy of 40 million in Spain.
it was wild. So anything they can do to basically get that up, yo, I think that's a great idea.
But I guess having the demoscopic was also there to counteract that, because the demoscopic is like, it's meant to be this. So you can actually get the
It's
everyone, not just the
true, but
people voting.
it kind of just felt like Calvin Ball. It was just like this extra thing. I mean,
Calvin Ball?
Calvin Ball is. Have I never used this phrase before? Calvin Ball is when you have a game, but you make up the rules.
Okay, yeah.
You make up the
Like,
rules as you go along.
demoscopic, I don't necessarily disagree with. But they had it worth 25%. And the televote were 25% and the jury 50%. But that doesn't make sense, because it's not a televote. It's an opinion poll. It's another kind of jury. You should either have it weighted 25% and the jury 25%, or have them equally weighted thirds, but completely suppressing the televote. And let's face it, it's Benidorm Fest. I need to discuss this. You can get 72% of the televote and still not win.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
So yeah, no, that so I'm personally happy it's gone, because they misused it, but also misused it in the way of then having here you win the demoscope vote, you get 12 points, second place gets 10 points. It doesn't work in national finals. It only works at Eurovision itself. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see if the voting does go up, if the televote or app vote does go up. Because I think that's going to be a very interesting dynamic to add to this if it really does give it the punch that I feel like it's
Because,
needed for a while.
yeah, because technically, like, this is the like heavier bracket, the last one. Because when they set it out, they had four. They basically said we'll have 4 years of it. So this, they it really needs to be in a place where it's established itself. And I feel in some ways it's with the songs it has done, but the actual format, it needs a bit of a rework. They should know what's working and what's not working. And I think the voting was definitely not working. So I'm glad to see that they have done that. And hopefully they're going to continue this contest a lot, because it quickly became one of the best in the national final season. So looking at the songs now, what are your overall thoughts?
I feel like it's a bit of a mixed bag for me this year. Like, there is some really good stuff in there, and there is some stuff which feels, it feels like it's the 90s again. Do you know what I mean?
I definitely get what you mean. I kind of feel that that is very reflective of a lot of music industries at the moment, particularly in Spain, wanting to do like 90s throwbacks.
I mean, I'm not technically sad about it, but I wasn't There was only a few songs that really stood out to me this year, but I am going to give this with the massive, massive caveat that Benidorm Fest has always been the final where an artist can be nothing in the recording and on stage be the sparkliest of sparkly diamonds.
And vice versa.
Yes, I
Definitely vice
agree.
versa, considering last year there was a lot of that.
I mean, it's happened multiple times, but I'm gonna specifically bring up Blanca Paloma with Air because I probably wouldn't listen to the studio cut, but she's so enrapturing to watch that like I genuinely started having problems because if I was like just putting like random YouTube videos on, I would just stop for 3 minutes. I just wouldn't do anything for 3 minutes because I was just watching her what do stuff. It was amazing. But I am really hoping that there's a few artists who I am really hoping there's a few artists who do have that effect this year. One that really caught my attention was La Penna. By De Teresa, because I don't think it's like a high impact song on the recording, although it's got catchy bits. I think there's the potential for that to be really elevated by, it being in a on stage and having a studio performance. So that one in particular, I was like, I'm not putting this on a playlist yet, but this has the potential to be right up there.
Yeah, I disagree because I had a 13th.
Yeah, well, yeah. You
But
and
I
I
am
have
definitely.
very different tastes, Ewan.
Although there is something we definitely agree on is amazing. Me gusta tú. Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, this is Noche Entera at home in the best possible way.
It's kind of like it feels like gay Noche Entera. Even though it's aggressively heterosexual, I don't know how to describe it.
Noche Entera, but gayer. And Noche Entera has very bisexual elements to it already, so so yeah, I mean that one, it's just a fun party song. I'm not mad at it.
I definitely agree with what you're saying about how things are going to be elevated in when we get to the live performance, particularly the ballads. Because all right, I have Henry Simmers' No Los Fes first. Kittens, we're not going to discuss where you have it. But even still, it's our 16th, which is par for the course. But there's something lacking to it. There's something lacking to a lot of the ballads, and I think that is common in the last few years. I feel like this is going to be elevated so much, because the stagings for particularly for the ballads tend to be amazing. So I'm expecting something absolutely immense and amazing. Were there any others that caught your eye out?
I mean, I feel like that everybody is talking about. I'm sorry, I'm going to say this wrong. Hartita de Laura? I'm not going to say what Daniel calls it. You'll have to ask him what he calls it. But I didn't massively get this, but I think it does have the potential to be one of those which does get lifted on stage.
Like,
Like.
I've ranked it really low, but I have a feeling it might
I
be a
have a
lot better because it's
sneaky
getting to the final.
suspicion it's going. And I La Casa by Celine Van Heel. I think that could be very fun on stage. We've not had a proper salsa track for Cogs Start Spinning. Ewan's
We've
cogs
had,
have also started
I
spinning.
don't know if really what counts as salsa. We've had tango, but we've not had salsa.
No, I don't think we've had salsa.
No,
If we
it's
have,
been a.
or it's been a while, and Yeah, I was quite impressed by that. I think it has the potential to be a very fun moment. So we can we'll see, I suppose. We'll see.
I do think there is one song that we definitely need to call out. So it's Mel Omer's "I'm a Queen," which so we have an internal ranking for the site. And yes, I'm calling out Rory here because this is the last place for three people. It's Kitten's 10th, and then it's also a 12th and a 13th, and Rory has it first. That's shameful. It's not a good song.
I don't really remember it that much, to be honest. That's the thing. Like, you tend to remember the songs that you really, really despise and the songs that you really love. And this is very kind of middle for me. It, but again, heck knows what's going to happen on that stage. This could
It's definitely not
be.
getting elevated, but I feel like that one is particularly bad. But also, "It's a Diva" by Melody. This is good. There's not really much middle of the road here. A lot of this is very, it has strong reactions, which is bad because then it could also end up with two of my least favorite songs of the year again, like 2022 and 2023. So hopefully not. Hopefully we get my favorite of the year, just because Eurovision should cater to me and me only. As you probably agree for yourself, kids, like
Yeah,
you
obviously,
should always
yeah,
pick our
that's for
favorites.
me, yeah, just for me.
Yeah, like some of the ones like right at the bottom, like you are saying "Dear Teresa." I'm always dreadful. And the
Yeah,
same with "La Casa" for Celine Van Heel. Like I it,
I just saw a potential in it for it to have a very sassy presentation and a very fun audience moment kind of thing.
One that I have ranked low,
And
but I feel that could have a good sassy presentation though, is Sonia and Selena Arenas.
I mean, I think that's guaranteed in the sassy presentation stakes. I mean, it does what it does incredibly well. It's just that I don't particularly like what it does that much. It's a great example of what it is. It's just not what I choose to listen to, I think. I feel like Sonia and Selena and probably Melody are probably gonna like steal off each other a little bit. Because they're kind of similar kind of presentations. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, they're in different semi-finals, so I'm sure there'll be something on offer for everybody. The other thing that like surprised me as well is Amor Barato. The song is the song, but this voice is so nice. It's just.
It was definitely, it was one I appreciate. There's lots of, even the ones I don't like, there's lots of really nice voices this year. Because some of the ones in previous years, there was definitely like, let's say issues when it comes to vocals. Let's be polite about it.
I
This
mean,
one, I'm
let's
not
be
really
fair,
getting
there
a,
might still be issues
oh,
that
there
come
will
with
be, but
vocals this
they're not
year.
apparent now, which is
No,
better at
no.
least. So we could ramble on about all of the songs, but let's go straight into semifinals. So there's four qualifying from each. Semifinal one. Who do you think is qualifying?
Kingdom will qualify, Kuvo
Oh
will
God, it's winning the
qualify.
semifinal.
Yep. Kingdom and Kuvo, I feel like, are certain for me. The rest, oh, I mean, if La Chispa is got the groundswell from fans, then sure. And I don't know, are people going to be in the mood for a ballad? Are they going to be in the mood for angsty feminism? Are they going to be in the room in the mood for, bangers with, I don't
I
know.
agree with your two. I also think Reinas is probably going to go through. I feel like what you're saying is, are they going to go in for ballads or angsty feminism? I do think it's either going to be Lucas Bunn or Chica Sobresalto.
See, I would say as an outside contender that Daniela Blasco might make it in because she's got a lot of following. online, I believe. So I feel like that would be a good bet if
The
the
problem is, though,
performance
that
is good.
people don't vote in Spain. So is it going to be reflected this year?
You
So I
never
think
know. They might
if it
do
does
now.
pick
They've got
up.
the app vote for free, so we'll see.
Okay, and so for semi-final two.
I mean, I want Celine Van Heel. I don't know whether everybody's gonna get it, but I want Celine Van Heel and I want De Teresa, but my heart says that one of those is not gonna get through. I do think Melody will probably go through. I would like to, in a kind of weird way, I would like to see Mawalt go through.
I think Mawa is probably getting. It's either going to be Mawa or Henry Sandler. And I kind of feel like Mawa is going to take it,
I mean,
much to my
Mawa is
dismay.
fun, so I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I do think JK Bello with VIP is probably going to do it.
There's nothing else really like that in this selection, so it's got nothing to steal off. Like,
I
it's
think the
got
semi-final is
no.
also very women heavy.
Yeah.
So just simply being a man will make him stand out.
I mean, this contest in general is very woman heavy. So, yeah.
Which also brings to an interesting point of who do you think is going to win, sure.
It is so hard to tell without hearing the performances, like without hearing it live. Like, I am terrible at predictions at the best of times, but being terrible at predictions when you know that Benidorm has this particular quirk is. I don't know. I really don't know. I have not got a vibe on what is trending out there and what people really, really love. I'm just seeing like a lot of people talking about a lot of different songs from this, which is good. You
Because
know, that is a good
usually
place
the
to be
Spanish
in.
fan, usually Spanish fans, they coalesce around like three
Yeah.
every year, and there isn't.
There's
Everyone's
just
talking about
like,
everything.
yeah. Which is a really good position for the artist to be in because everybody's getting talked about. Like, I don't think this is as strong as some previous years as a full selection. I think they could have done with a bit more like variety, but I do think that that brings up opportunities for people to be like, well, you know, I'm going to listen a little bit harder to these because it's not like there's one winner. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think that it's massively missing R&B, which is Spain is amazing for. And so I've just had a look at Eurovision scoreboard to see what the community are wanting. La Chispa is got 22,000 votes, Carla Frigo 19,000, JK Bello 18,000, and then 15,000 for Melody. Usually it's a lot, it's not as spread out as that. It's a lot
It's a
more,
lot more clear cut,
it's a
yeah.
lot more clear cut. So I think this is testament to put. Honestly, I could see something like Mawa winning.
You could genuinely see like a middle ground gaining the thing. Like, I think like I don't know the Spanish music scene that well. Like, I don't really know like what the vibe is, but I feel like looking across this, there is about six or seven artists I could see potentially winning it, but it all depends on those performances.
Spoiler, none of them go through.
I bet you that happens because that seems very much like me. Yeah. I am
Okay.
terrible at predicting a winner.
But we're going to be also doing a video after the show to discuss our terrible, terrible thoughts. So gun to your head, who are you picking as the winner?
Because that's too.
Pardon?
Because that's too.
He goes to I'm probably going to go for the same kingdom as well. It's not going to qualify, is it? We've cursed
We've
it.
absolutely we're really sorry, Kingdom. We're really sorry if this is us.
Look, I don't mind poisoning all the bangers so Henry Semler can win. Because,
Oh, this is a strategy. This is a
yeah.
strategy.
Yeah, so I think Mellow Mana absolutely going to slay. Carla Frigo, Celine Van Heel, amazing. They're going to win. They're going to dominate.
This is very much a strategy now, isn't
Yeah, this,
it?
let's face it, I'm also terrible at predicting. And
I feel
Spain
like
does
you're
love to hate my favorite.
yeah, I feel like you're better than me, to be honest, but I'm definitely very bad. At least until I've seen all the performances. After the performances, I feel like we should film like a 1 minute TikTok and just go ah, la, la, la.
So, if you want to see us live react to the semi-final qualifiers as they come in, let us know in the comments. Although, of course, you do need to be aware that there will be a lot of expletives coming from me because, let's face it, once again, Spain does not like my favourites consistently. The last 2 years, my favourites didn't qualify unjustly. This is why we need like separate Catalan competitors.
This is not the national final reform rant. Come on.
But actually, that does raise an interesting point. No songs in minority languages this year. What are your thoughts on that? Because we're talking about diversity.
It's disappointing, but I don't think it's vital, if you know what I mean. It would be nice for them to kind of have that as part of their selection process or something that they would like give some sort of thing to something. But also, it doesn't want to be tokenism either. Like, you want songs to get through based on being good songs. And if no minority language song comes through that is working within the selection, however they decide to do it, then it is what it is. I would like there to be some encouragement, maybe, within the application process to do that. Maybe just, a subtle nod, to that. I mean, we do have at least one unusual language. For Benidorm Fest?
Yeah, we've got Italian.
Yeah.
An Italian that might win, which will be funny. I do think that Benidorm Fest is meant to celebrate all Spanish music. And I still don't feel that it is necessarily doing so. It's great in terms of the fact that they're Spanish songwriters and it's not just a load of Swedes that are just like flooding the selection show like a lot of others. But it feels like the contest needs to become bigger to properly represent all of Spain. Because,
Either
I
that
mean,
or there's an issue with how they're selecting.
yeah, I
Because
think
we
there
don't
needs,
know
yeah.
what was not.
Well, this is the, what was it? 800? No. Yeah, 800 submissions this year.
They had a lot.
And because we've still never heard a song in Basque in Benidorm in our fourth year. Like, at least having one a year, it's something. Yeah, it's tokenistic, but it's
It would
something.
be a nice little nod to include something. And we have other national finals that have, got songs in minority languages and stuff this year. So it would be nice, but I think that can't come at sacrificing, the selection in total. Now, I don't think this year's selection in total is a particularly strong selection. I would have liked to seen a bit more variety in the selection itself. But when it comes to thinking about languages as well, I think that would be a good thing to think about, but it just depends whether you get the artists in and whether that is a line on the application form that says we are specifically encouraging artists to submit in the minority languages. To kind of boost that to say, well, actually, we would really like to do this.
But I think that, like, I think that's all we've got time for, because we could talk about Endomorphis for
We really could.
much longer than you would probably want to hear from two non-Spaniards. So thank you so much for joining me, kittens, and for being roped in to discuss such a fabulous contest. So for our viewers, we'll also be doing all of these videos and post videos for all of the national finals this year. So don't forget to check our YouTube channel and your favorite streaming platform to do so. We're also on social media at That Euro Site on all of your favorite social media platforms. You can find that in the bio as well. And don't forget to follow That Eurovision podcast for all of our interviews with acts, including from Spain this year, and everything around the Eurovision Song Contest and beyond. Thank you so much for joining me, kittens, and thank you so much for watching us today. Bye.
Bye.